Here we come, walking down the street, and we're preaching the gospel to everyone we meet. Hey, hey, we're the Christians. The Romans try to push us around, but we're too busy praying to put anybody down. We're just trying to witness, our numbers growing every day.
Hello, hello, and welcome to another Sonic Safari podcast. My name is Jason. Across from me is Zane. Hi, Zane.
Hi, Jason.
Starting up the show was Mark Bradford with Hey, Hey, We're the Christians. Mark Bradford, prolific musician who has plied his trade converting secular songs into Christian songs.
He's like God's Weird Al Yankovic. That would have been awesome if they actually had a Christian parody of the Monkees television show. It almost writes itself. Like, whereas the Monkees would get really excited when they got a gig, like Peter would bust in the door and go, hey guys, we got a gig. And they'd all be really excited. They could like bust in the door and be like, hey guys, we have an exorcism. And they'd be like, oh boy, let's go.
Well, little known fact, Mark Bradford was actually working on a conceptual art movie, much like The Monkey's Head. It's just called Shroud, but never really finished production on that.
Awesome. I'm totally going to look that up on Wikipedia.
Don't bother. I'm just making that up.
Oh, you got me. All right. Now I'm bummed out.
I'm sorry, Zane. So, What do we have lined up for this show?
Oh, coming up we have songs that include girls laughing, pretty girls, girls that get mad, and songs that predate sensitivity training.
Sounds great. Coming up now, Louie Louie on Sonic Safari.
Hi, my name is Louie Louie. And I'm here to tell you about a new dance called the Touchy. It is a wonderful idea for people to get together and touch. You can dance now touching hand to hand, foot to foot, shoulder to shoulder, nose to nose, ear to ear, or foot to nose, or what have you. I made this recording all by myself. I play every instrument that you will hear, including harps, bells, scratchers, Moog synthesizers, and what have you. The first thing I have to tell you is this. To be a touchy, must have a wild trumpet introduction. was a touchy. Did you hear that ending? Pa, 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 pa. Unless it has that ending, it is not a touchy. And I'll tell you why. That ending, pa, 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 means one, two, touch no more. And that's how you break. And that's how you stop. Otherwise, you would keep touching and touching and touching and touching.
Vamos a comenzar aprendiendo primero las técnicas de relajación. Comenzaremos con la técnica de descarga nerviosa rápida.
Don, din, don, din, don, la mañana. Don, din, don, din, don, despertaba. Don, din, don, din, don, las campanas. Don, din, don, din, don, se alegraban. Un sol chiquitito.
The night, just me and my gal without a light. Man, the moon is so pretty and the air so free, and I couldn't help but that coupe and felt big. Wanted to love, yeah, man, had the neck a little too. Walking ahead, we hear the snap, and there she lay in a big steel trap. She yelled aloud and she said, I'm suing. She started to twist and screw and scrambling about. Fell on the hill and she started to roll. She couldn't stop to save her soul. Her eyes was bloodshot and her nose was red. She had a knot on her head. Mean as a big knot too, it wasn't no little pimple. Same song, the second verse, the third spasm, rave on. She was pretty. Boy, we started on, we came to a bog to get across. Now we had to walk along. Halfway over and one foot slipping down in the mud, clean up her hips, she fell. I got her out and I dried her off. She started to sneeze and cough, catching cold, felt miserable. She looked at me like a cat would at mice. Her teeth rattled like a paradise, throwing 7 and 11. Started on, my dogs a treat in a hollow log, and down she squatted like a big bullfrog. The polecat sprayed her with a mess of fog. Boy, boy, what odor. Had to put her in a barrel, bury her clothes, take her home that way too. Oh, sure, whoop it on up. Wine goes in, the truth comes out. Two more shots will tell it all. May not believe what I say now, but it's time to folk that has bleeded while under the influence of swamp root. For sure, cotton hose and brogue and shoes. She had powder on her nose, lipstick rouge. Dress was made with flower sacks. The name of the flower was stamped on her back in all kinds of brands. Cheap stuff and holy too. For sure. Boy, we started home at the hour of 12. What happened to that old gal was hard to tell. Stockings down, the shoes on lace. She said, I come from a hunting race.
Good morning, Captain. Well, good morning to you. Do you need another mule skinner down on your new mud run? Hee 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 h smoking coffee, and I can make any mule listen, or I won't accept your pay.
Pretty, 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 p Sonic Safari, still not on Facebook.
And we just heard from Dino doing I Should Have Known Better, singing that in Italian. I think it's like way superior to the original. What do you think? You're the Beatles fan.
That was awesome. I think it was the background vocals that really tied it together. Does Michael Jackson get money for that?
Not anymore. We also heard Anand Prayag in chorus doing Pretty Priya. The Fendermen also in there with Mule Skinner Blues.
I was thinking about that Christian Monkey show. You know, maybe another episode could be, due to a misunderstanding, they think that one of the band members has not been baptized. You know, but he has, but they think that he hasn't. So there's all these wacky situations where they're trying to baptize him without him knowing that he's going to be baptized. You know, like his bed ends up in the pool, or I don't know, they make him order a big gulp and then just like push his face down into it. Or the bucket of holy water, like with the rope above the door. So when he comes in, it's... Or like I said before, it totally writes itself.
Harmonica Frank Floyd singing about Swamp Root. And a wacky little song in there from a Spanish yoga record called Don Din Don. And starting the set off with Louie Louie El Touchy.
That's a gooder.
Hi!
Okay, well, I guess we should move on to more music. I assume this is from the late 1950s. The band is The Olympics. And it features Snaggy. Everybody knows old Snaggy on Sonic Safari.
Hello, baby! It sure is good to see you. Yeah, I remember you. You know me. You know I'm old Snaggy. You know old Snaggy. Everybody knows Snaggy. What's been happening? Ain't nothing happening. Yeah. You know, I sure am glad to see you. You know what? I got that card you sent me. That pretty card. The one with the blue chip stamp on it. I got them cufflinks too. Yeah, I got the ring. And did you get that box of candy? That was good candy. That was good candy. Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's good. Say you going to the dance with me? What's that? What you say? You say you ain't gonna go to the dance with me. What you mean you ain't gonna go to the dance with me? I even got my suit clean. My only suit clean. And I got the tickets in it. Yeah, what you say? You say you're gonna go to the dance? Nah, I ain't trying. Yeah, really. Come on, let's take a toast. I'm gonna take a toast to your right. We gonna take a drink of this big tall glass of Guggalo. Guggalo, that's good stuff. I paid 20 cents a bottle for this stuff. Really? Yeah, ain't it good? You know what? I got me a new car now. I got me a 1917 Oldsmobile. And it really rolls. Yeah. I seen old Mayweather. You know, baby. Well, let's forget all that, baby. How about coming over here and sitting next to me? Come on, sit next to me. Give me a kiss, baby. Come on, hold my hand, baby. Hold my hand. Hey, baby. Shut up. You're about to run me crazy with all this giggling. Just be quiet. Move on with me. I don't want to hear no more. I'm through with you, baby. I quit right now. You just don't do nothing but giggle. Now go back where you come from. I don't want you no more. Go on back where you come from. I'm leaving here. I'm leaving myself. You don't have to go nowhere. I'm the one going to move out. Just cut out that crazy giggling. You're running this. Baby, please don't do that.
Thank you. small.
Thank you.
Light.
Thank you.
Hey, baby. There's smoke coming out of your ears.
Remember the time I stayed home getting high, stoned to the bone. And about that time my old lady came home. She said, "What you doing getting high? Don't you know that you could die?" Well, I laughed at her. "Hey, mama, that's a damn old lie." So I kept toking along, singing my song, called "Dope Ain't Wrong." Then all of a sudden I got lucky, saw a big old monkey. He said, "Hey man, what's going down? Now I can tell that you turn on, so don't be greedy. Come on, baby, and give me some, and we'll get high." I decided not to be shy and get really high, take some LSD. So I dropped it one morning about 3:15. I nearly blew my tripping mind, thought I was in hell and going blind. And that stupid monkey, turns out he's a junkie doing time. Well, now you'd think I'd learn my lesson, but I'm confessing that's not so. Even though the LSD and all the heroin has to go, But when it comes to smoking that weed, Lord, I confess I have a special need. And all I want from life is my own marijuana tree, so I can get
was Annette and the Beach Boys doing the title song to Monkey's Uncle, a film from 1965. I haven't seen it, but I know I'd like it, because it has a monkey in it. Movie plus monkey equals awesome. And I know the plot is a monkey Stanley is taken to college by a college student and raised as a human. Can't go wrong there.
Nope. And hilarity ensues.
Yeah, I hope the monkey puts like his hands over his eyes and does that raspberry sound in at least one scene, because that is always hilarious. All right, and before that, we had Kay Weaver with Junkies and Monkeys. We had The Electric Junkyard, Smoke Coming Out Your Ears. Serge Gainsbourg off one of them there French soundtracks with N Melody. And we started it off with the Olympics Trash Talking. Maybe in the Christian parody of the monkeys, they should have a monkey. Maybe an Islamic monkey that they never listen to because he's Islamic, but he's always on the right track trying to steer them, you know, in the right direction, but they don't listen to him because he's Islamic. Hey, don't go anywhere, because we'll be right back after this.
You want to go shopping for music? Head down to Confusion Records. They've got the best collection of records you've ever seen in your entire life. Super, dynamite, outstanding group of records that are there. You'll be in there for hours, I swear to you. You'll be looking through the jazz. You'll be looking through the punk rock. You'll be trying to find rock and roll. You'll come across, oh, what is this? Van Halen? Heck yeah, man, they've got it at Confusion Records. All you got to do is swing on by 848 Park Avenue in Lake Park, Florida.
This is Mary of the Shangri-Las to tell you a bit about dating courtesy. A girl is right to assume her date will perform little acts of courtesy which are his privilege. If you are smart, you will allow him to open doors and hold chairs. Don't barge on ahead like a baby elephant. You'll get attention all right, but it won't be favorable. It is correct to pause and let him know you expect him to act like a gentleman. He'll love it and think you're a lady, and in return it will flatter his masculine ego.
Was a good taste tip for you. Now here's something else that's good taste too.
cookie?
You good boy, do you get cookie? You good boy.
Cookie?
You good boy. You get cookie. You good boy.
Me good boy, me get cookie.
You good boy, you get cookie. You good boy. Sitting in your yaya, waiting for your wawa. She was out of having a ball. You should have been worried, cause she wasn't hurrying. She was out of having a ball. Had you gotten out your yaya and looked for your wawa, you might have had a home today. Had you gotten out your yaya and looked for your wawa, you might have had a home today. You know she liked the ball. She could really go to town. She was down at the Camelot, learning how to twist and bop. She could really go to town. You should have seen that miss. She could really twist. She could really go to town. Now he asked Sister Sadie, who was that lady? I would like to know her name. Now he asked Sister Sadie, who was that lady?
And there you have it. Your yaya is gone. That's by the Trenteens. Also in there, the Teen Queens, along with Neely Plum and his orchestra, with a wacky song called You Good Boy, You Get Cookie.
Those are odd innuendos.
Are they that odd? They seem kind of obvious.
I have no idea what the Yaya song was about. I've listened to it a couple times. I'm not sure what they're referring to. I know it's seedy, but I'm not sure how much. Don't know how seedy it is.
Well, it's entirely up to you. Use your imagination. You can substitute Yaya for any number of things. You know, maybe then it'll make more sense for you.
Can I substitute Yaya for hoo-ha?
Absolutely.
Can I substitute yaya for patas?
Sure.
How about fufu?
The Hollywood Jills, He Makes Me So Mad.
I hope they work that out.
It didn't seem like it. Also, The Bells with Melvin, their little jab at Gloria. And starting it off with The Charades, doing a song called Dumbhead, which was produced by Joe Meek, a mid to late 60s production.
I love them. They rock. They totally rock. They rock as much today as they did back then. And Joe Meek wears cool sunglasses. Okay, and here are some songs that lack sensitivity training. We're going to start it off with The Orbits, and they're encouraging you to knock girls down on Sonic Safari.
Good night, y'all. Oh, it's morning, ain't it? Boy, I sure feel nice.
Yeah, you're going to feel better than when you get up these steps here.
Man, wonder what he going to do to her when he get up there.
I don't know what he going to do, but I sure know what I would do.
Knock her down to the ground.
Knock her down to the ground.
Down.
Throw that ground.
Told you, baby, when you left here early last night.
Come on,
baby, come on and tell me the truth.
Tell you step and no telling.
Oh, when your baby goes out and she goes all night.
Knock her down, mama. Knock her down, mama. Knock her down, mama.
Down.
Knock her down
through the ground.
Hey, ya!
And no telling.
Oh,
when your baby goes out and she goes all night.
Knock her down, mama. Knock her down, mama. Knock
her down, mama.
She know it ain't wrong and she know it ain't right.
Knock her down, mama. Knock her down, mama.
Oh, when your baby goes out and goes all night.
Knock her down.
Knock her down.
Knock her down.
Oh, I done knocked her through the ground.
Sonic Safari. Definitely chill.
Ooh, ooh, ugh, ugh. Caveman love.
Thank you.
Woman.
Yes, master.
Woman.
Yes, master.
Woman.
Yes, yes, master. May we please the master tonight?
Woman.
Yes, master.
Woman.
Yes, master.
Woman.
Yes, yes, master. May we please the master tonight? Will he have wine, sweet or dry? Will he have maidens swaying by? Will he have lips fragrant as a flower? And does the master feel like love this very hour?
Woman.
Yes, master.
Woman.
Yes, master.
Woman.
Yes, yes, master. May we please the master tonight? Ooh. Ah, 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 ah.
Shut up and quit talking. Give me your love. You don't seem to notice the moon above. I just wanna love you. That's how it should be. Shut up and quit talking and listen to me. Yeah, shut up and quit talking. Give me a chance. Nighttime is the right time for making romance. If you give me your heart, give me your love true. Shut up and quit talking, and I'll give mine to you. Shut up and quit talking. Give me your hand. If you'd let me love you, you might understand. I want you to love me the way I love you. Shut up and quit talking, and kiss me, baby, do. Shut up, quit talking. Shut up and quit talking. Shut up.
Love it. while you're home with the kids, a pooping and a stinking. So bake that bread and make that jelly, cook that food to fill my belly. I was never one to break tradition. A woman's place is in the shopping, rush back home, the man's scrubbing and I'm mopping. I didn't marry you because you're good looking. I married you for your good home cooking. Stop your whining and I stop your bitching. A woman's place is in the kitchen. Wash, rinse, bake, cook, scrub, clean, floor, mop. Lots of things to do, so you better get hopping. Well, you're my wife, so you don't get fired. I didn't marry you because you're pretty. I married you because my house was dirty. Stop your whining and stop your bitching. A woman's place is in. Oh, I said it's in the kitchen. Give me none of your lip now, honey.
That was The Normal Majority with In the Kitchen off their album Inspirational Music for Women from 1981. Before that, Jean Marshall was Shut Up and Quit Talking. And I need to inject an apology here because I played two song poems in one show. And that's probably not right, but it happened. I apologize. Song poems were the equivalent to that art school that used to make you draw the turtle or the pirate. And they would say, you know, hey, if you can draw one of these, send it in to us and we'll have experts evaluate it. And no matter what crappy doodle you sent to them, it would come back with some inspirational message.
Wasn't that one of the names of the cartoon characters, Crappy Doodle? Hey, draw me. I'm Crappy Doodle.
Crappy Doodle would be awesome. The gimmick was the same, though. They would encourage people to, instead of drawing crappy doodles, to write crappy lyrics and send them in. And their target audience, they were so afraid that their target audience would not know what the word lyric meant. They actually entitled it Song Poem, because everyone knows what a poem is. And you simply send in some poems, and then they have their experts review it, and then they will send you back a letter saying, hey, we really think you have potential, just send us more money and we'll put it to music. That's what a song poem is. Shut Up and Quit Talking was a song poem, and so was the Monkees and Junkies song earlier in the show. Before that, we had Don Carson and the Casuals with Yes Master, the Rockets with Caveman Love, and started that out with the Orbits telling you how to knock her down. Okay, how about if the Christian Monkees manager was actually the devil, and they didn't know it, but the Islamic Monkee did, and he was always trying to be the buffer between the devil manager trying to foil them and their good-heartedness that always, like, follows the manager. But the manager will, like, set them up at bar mitzvahs and, like, death metal shows, and, you know, the monkey knows what's going on, but, you know, he's always avoided. But then they somehow always win over the crowd. Like, the satanic metal dudes, when they're done playing, are always like, hey, you guys are all right. Sort of like Pee-wee when he goes into the biker bar. You know, they always win the crowd over, and so the devil manager is always foiled.
So maybe the Islamic Monkee, in trying to thwart the devil's plans, would, you know, strap some bombs to himself and walk into the devil's office to just blow the devil up, but then the monkeys will come in at the last minute and toss the monkey out the window or something. Yeah, you know,
right.
Something.
Perfect. What is the Trinity Network? They need this. And they have lots of money. And we need money. It's really the perfect combination.
If you've enjoyed some of the music that we played here on the show, check out ramalamarecords.com. That's ramalamarecords.com. And you can find a lot of cool cool rock and roll on vinyl and CD. Also, you can find the link on our website, sonicsafari.net. And that's it. Thanks for listening and sticking it out through another Sonic Safari podcast.
I don't want Kirk Cameron to have anything to do with the show. He's the left behind guy, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't like him. But you know what would be cool? Crystal Bernard. She made a guest appearance because she's a TV actress now. And she sang the Monkey Song. How flippin' cool would that be?
Maybe we could get Crystal Bernard to do the theme song.
All right, let's end this show so we can get this to an agent. We have a higher calling.
If Jesus came to your house, if Jesus came to your house to spend a day or two, if he came unexpectedly, I wonder what you'd do. Oh, I know you'd give your nicest room to such an honored guest, and all the food you'd serve to him would be the very best. And you would keep assuring him you're glad to have him there, that serving him in your own home is joy beyond compare. But when you saw him coming, would you meet him at the door with arms outstretched in welcome to your heavenly visitor? Or would you have to change your clothes before you let him in? Or hide some magazines and put the Bible where they've been? Would you turn off the radio and hope he hadn't heard and wish you hadn't uttered that last loud, hasty word? Would you hide your worldly music and put some hymn books out? Could you let Jesus walk right in, or would you rush him about? And I wonder, if the Savior spent a day or two with you, would you go right on doing the things you always do? Would you go right on saying the things you always say? Would life for you continue as it does from day to day? Would your family conversation keep up its usual pace? And would you find it hard each meal to say a table grace? Would you sing the songs you always sing and read the books you read and let him know the things on which your mind and spirit feed? Would you take Jesus with you everywhere you'd plan to go? Or would you maybe change your plans for just a day or so? Would you be glad to have him meet with your very closest friends? Or would you hope they'd stay away until his visit ends? Would you be glad to have him stay forever on and on? Or would you sigh with great relief when he at last was gone? It might be interesting to know the things that you would do if Jesus Christ in person came to spend some time with you.